Hello?
Hello, is this Jamie?
Yes.
Hey, Jamie, this is Charlie with Local Splash. We spoke yesterday. You told me to give you a call here at 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were talking about the Ramirez eAmigos page and helping you get to the first page of Google. Okay. Can you hear me okay? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking for something.
Okay, no problem.
I
know we left off yesterday about just like talking about the service itself, and what everything came with. I mean, I know you had your kids around as well. They were going crazy. You said they got in a fight. So, did you have any questions on what we talked about yesterday or how anything works for you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even look at that stuff. I apologize.
It's okay. I could go over it with you here. Let me see. Let's see here. Yeah, so I had sent you the text message yesterday with our pricing page in it. And then you were able to see what the original price is and then what's the discounted rate that you're getting. Yesterday we talked, it was just going to be a flat rate of just $249 month to month. On the website, it usually reads $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. So to get started would usually cost you about $897. But for today, we're able to waive that reduction all the way down to just $249 month to month at a flat rate. And you would always be grandfathered in at that rate. You would never have to pay the higher premium, prices.
And what if I don't like, what if I don't like what y'all done after a couple months?
Yeah, good question. So you're not locked into a contract of any sort. So you're not locked into like a 3, 6, 12 month contract. If you felt like you weren't getting the premium service here, you could cancel at any time. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. We don't wipe you off of the first page placements of Google or take away the Google Business Profile or the Facebook. We keep all that stuff over and turn it over to you. But the only thing is that we just stop programming you to those first pages for all the services you provide. And then we stop the retargeting campaign and that's it. You get to basically keep everything else, entirety of what we've already done for you at that point.
My brain is messed up. What's optimization mean?
So optimization, like, for example, it's programming you for the search phrases or the keywords that you want. So, like, for example, if you're targeting, let's say, remodeling, you're doing a lot of remodeling jobs like kitchens and bathrooms. Anybody that's searching for kitchen remodeling companies near me, you would pop up at that time of them searching on the first page. And then they would be able to just contact you directly. That's what optimization means. It's programming you for those key phrases. So we take care of that content for you. We also list you on Bing Local just in case somebody does a search off of Google. They can still find you guys. And then we also set you up on Yelp, Yahoo, and also Apple. Those are the popular search optimization platform. So we just want to make sure that you're always being there at that time of your customers searching for your services so you guys can just get the calls coming directly to you at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you do work hand in hand with my tech team here. They make sure that everything is correct with, you know, the services that you guys provide, the areas that you guys want to target. We can get very specific in what areas that you guys want to be found in and also what services you guys want to provide. So if you guys are doing remodeling, awesome. If you guys also offer like roofing as well, cool. We want to make sure that that's all included in your your Google business profile alone. So then that way, anybody that does that search, they can find you guys directly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me on how the service worked or?
No, not about this second. I understand everything.
Okay. The Google Business Profile, as of last time, I know it was Ramirez E. I'm sorry. Ramirez E. Amigos, yeah. And it was LLC on there. Is that how you want to keep that one? I don't see that it's on here anymore. I saw it yesterday, and now I can't find it.
I told you.
You did. I found it yesterday, and I was like, oh, I see it here. And then now today, I don't see it. But I remember it had Ramirez, E. Amigos, Flat Rock, and it was LLC. Is that correct? Is that your business name? Okay. The address that you guys are operating out of that, what's the address you guys are operating out of?
4063 County Road 81.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to do it through this. Okay.
Are you going to sleep?
Yes, no, no.
Okay. And the zip code is the 35966. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I understand I saw the Google Business Profile yesterday. I'm going to have my tech team do some searching for it as well, just to see if it's still active. But for the business phone number that you want your clients to contact you on, is that the 256-608-0763? Is that the number that you want to display there?
Both of those numbers, let me see.
Whichever one works best for you. Google only allows one. So, I mean, if you're the person to talk to, where everyone's going to call you and then you're the one that's basically scheduling the jobs and everything like that, I would recommend that number. That's best to get a hold of you. If your husband does it, then that's cool too. Just however your system works for you guys there, okay?
Yeah, that number is fine.
Okay. Is that a good number for me and my tech team to get a hold of you as well with updates and everything like that that come with the Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. All right.
Now, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, aggravated. I was talking to my computer.
Oh, okay. I do that too. As long as they don't answer back, you're good. Now, your first name, JB, is it spelled J-A-M-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then is Ramirez your last name?
Yes.
Okay. I figured. Yeah. And then what's a good email address for you?
Hold on a second. I got like 100 of them. I know the email address. I just want to make sure.
No worries. I do the same thing.
Let's see. I guess. See, I made an email.
Okay.
Crap. That's not the right button. Let's just use, it's just going to be lowercase letters, jamieramirez517@gmail.com.
Okay. Jamie Ramirez 517@gmail.com. Let's see here. Okay, perfect. You guys valid there. Okay. Let me see. So, and I just want to verify here, for the services that you guys are providing, you guys are doing bathroom remodeling, you guys are doing deck repairs, deck constructions, replacements, kitchen remodeling.
Yes, but I want you to list the first thing as roofing.
Roofing. Yes, ma'am. You got it. Okay. Roofing. And question for the roofing, are you guys doing repairs, installs, new roofs, or is it just specific to, like, you just want to do all re-roofs?
No, any of that stuff.
Okay, perfect.
Repairs.
And I got a question here, too, because roofing usually kind of goes hand-in-hand with gutters. Are you guys offering, like, gutter systems as well, like installations, or just, like, you guys just want to do the roofing?
Okay. Let me go ask my husband. He, like, okay, so there's a difference in gutter and gutter, putting the gutters. So let me ask him, you know, like, we don't do no gutter cleaning or...
Right, you guys. You know, I just want to know if you guys do installs, then I can place you down for gutter installs.
You put the gutters up when you do the roofing?
No,
you don't put gutters at all?
No.
All right, he said no.
So he's just doing the roofs. Okay, perfect. Roofs, re-roofs. And do you still want me to put down, like, bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you guys doing structure?
And additions.
Additions, okay. Are you guys doing structural repairs, anything like that?
I'm trying to think what structural... Just don't put it.
Okay, okay. I'm going to leave it here. Go ahead.
I don't think no one would type that in.
Okay. I'm going to leave it here for, like, the roofing, for, like, repairs, re-roofs, new roofs, additions, and then the remodeling for bathrooms, kitchens. Are you guys doing any type of flooring? Are you guys doing new flooring for houses or no?
No.
Okay, no flooring. And then decks are, you want to be found for those as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Decks are fun to build. I've actually built a couple of them with my father. He did fall off of a ladder on one of them, so that's not good.
Oh, God. You pushed him,
yeah.
Didn't you?
I guess. I would never do such a thing. No, he lives up in Washington, and I was leaving. I had to go back home, and I said, all right, you be careful. He had, like, a rink-a-dink
ladder. Washington State?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Washington State. And he was building his own deck, and he had a rink-a-dink ladder where he had two. One was perfectly good. One was not. He was up on the one that was not. And so when I was leaving, I told him, I was like, hey, you be careful on that deal. I don't want you calling me, telling me you fell off a ladder. I get home, not even 24 hours later, my sister calls me. Hey, have you called Dad? I was like, no. He's like, call him. And I was like, okay. So call him. He's on his way to the hospital. He had fallen. He had shattered his humerus bone in his shoulder from hitting his elbow on the deck. And so he's like, can you come fly back up here? I need your help. I can't move my shoulder. I'm like, oh, man. So I was like, I'll be up there. So
where are you at?
We're based out of California. So that's where I was flying.
So you're
back
in California
to.
And he's in Washington State?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So I was helping him with his deck, and I'm like, I told you to use the other ladder. He's like, yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen.
But,
like, oh, well.
you shouldn't have said anything.
That's what he told me. He's like, you jinxed me. Like,
I know. I told my son, he took my car. He was just going like 6 miles to the store. And I said, be careful. Be careful for deer, because there's a lot of deer around here.
Right.
And he called me like 5 minutes later, Mom, I hit a deer. And I'm like, you're joking.
He's like, nope. Hit the deer. Man, yeah. It's weird how that works. I'm glad your son is okay. He was okay in that, right? I know those can be pretty bad.
I was worried about the car.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're hilarious. Any parent would be. They would be like, are you okay? Oh, well, what about the car?
Yeah, I have one girl. She's 10 and,
okay.
She'll like hit herself on the table or the floor or something. And she's like, Mom, I hit my head on the floor. I'm like, is the floor okay? And she's like, you don't care about me.
You're like, honey, I care about you, but I also want to make sure that the floor is okay. All right, let me see here. Okay, so I'm going to do this for you, Jamie. So I'm going to set up an onboarding call. My tech team is going to reach out to you. Like I said, we're going to do that onboarding call with you so that way we can make sure you're programmed for everything. I have on here all the services that you guys want to provide and be found for. What's your guys' operational hours for you being on that first page placements of Google?
8 to mm-hmm. 5
p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that Monday through Friday, or are you guys doing Monday through Saturday, Sundays off? Or
yeah,
you
can put Saturday.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. I know Sunday.
Because most likely that's when they're going to call. I mean.
Okay. Do you want me to put closed on Sundays, or do you want to put a time frame for there as well?
No, put closed.
Closed, okay. Closed Sundays. Okay, perfect. Okay. Awesome. And then my tech team, like I said, I'm going to book an onboarding call with you. When is a good time for them to reach out to you? I can do later on in the evening today, or would you prefer them to get a hold of you tomorrow morning or tomorrow kind of like at the same time here?
Let's see, tomorrow.
I mean, I can have them giving you a call literally here at 4 p.m. Central Time if you want.
Central Time, 4.
Mm-hmm. Within 2 hours. If you want. I don't want to rush you on this call, because this call is important for you and them. They want to make sure everything is correct there. So if tomorrow works better for you, I would say schedule it for tomorrow, because it is going to be around 30 to 45 minutes for the call.
I don't either. I don't see none of them.
Hey, get back. Get back.
Mom.
Stop it. Stop that.
I was like, yesterday when you came, I was like, maybe I should put him on a runner. I was thinking about ordering you a taser. I mean, he's just intimidating.
What kind of dog is it?
A German Shepherd. He wants to eat all the male people up.
Oh. I have a Doberman.
Like my UPS
guy,
I've been seeing him for years, and I'm used to him, and he's friendly, and now he's like, don't want to come in my yard.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. And I have a Doberman, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too.
That's funny.
Yeah, I had to run out here to protect the guy.
The UPS guy.
He's scared of him. If he wasn't scared of him, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah. It's kind of hard, though. I took my Doberman to Home Depot the other day, and this, like, my Doberman's more scared of people than it is. People are scared of them. And this lady would not pass by me. I was like, it's okay, you can pass by. And she's like, no, I'll go around, it's okay. And I'm like, all right. Like, my Doberman's like a deer, it's skittish. It'll take off the other way if you come up to it. So. For the time frame tomorrow, do you have any availability in the morning for you, or do you want to do afternoonish? What works for you?
About 1.
Okay. 1 o'clock. I can do that. I'm going to send you an email to the email that you gave me on file here. It's just going to be a Google Calendar invite. So, when you get it, you can just hit yes. And then it's just going to tell my tech team that we have a meeting with you tomorrow at 1. It's going to have you, myself, and them on that email, okay?
Let's see.
Okay, perfect. And then that'll be...
This is so beautiful. Nothing, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say that's going to be sent to you at the end here. It'll automatically send over to you once we do secure the listing. How would you like to secure the first month's listing here? It is just going to be set at that $249 flat rate, so I have waived all setup fees for you guys and everything like that. But do you guys want to put that on a business credit card? Do you guys want to put it on a debit card?
A debit.
Okay, is it a business debit? Does it say Ramirez y Amigos on there, or does it just have Jamie Ramirez on there?
It says both of those things.
It says both of them? Okay. Okay, and I'm going to set up a security question. Before I take that, I'm going to do the security question for you. So here we don't sell or share any of your information. We do always want to make sure that we protect you, though. Being a Google Channel partner, every time we call you, we are going to ask you this security question just to verify that we're always talking to you about your account here, and that way you always know that you're talking to us. I have 3 questions for the security question. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
I guess my mother's maiden name.
Okay, mom's name. And what's mom's name?
Harper. H-A-P-E-R.
H-A-P-E-R?
Uh-huh.
Okay, give me 1 sec, because they blur it out for me. Is it H-A-R-P-E-R, Harper?
Yeah.
H-A-R. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so that's set for Harper for you, for your mother's maiden name, okay?
Did you send me an email?
For the Google invite?
Yeah.
Not yet. It's gonna come after this. Yeah, it'll come after, and it'll have the Google Calendar for you there. But it will send out here shortly. Okay.
Okay. I was just wondering. I thought I was looking for it.
I'll tell you when it goes through, because it'll tell me as this email has sent over to Jamie Ramirez, and then I'll tell you, hey, that email should be in your inbox now. Go ahead and just click yes. But typically it'll shoot over to you after we do the voice verification. That voice verification I walk you through, that has the recorded pricing in there for the $249. So that pricing structure always stays the same for you. So even if inflation were to go up, hopefully it doesn't, you're always grandfathered in at that $249 rate, and that goes to you in writing as well, okay?
You can't make it cheaper?
That is the cheapest that you're actually getting, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and I've waived the setup fees too. I mean, typically, like I said, people would pay $897 for this, but because you guys have that in-business credit that we talked about last time, I'm able to get that reduced rate for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. For the first month's payment, I know you have the Jamie Ramirez and the Ramirez eAmigos. For the billing address, is it the same as the 4063 County Road 81 Flat Rock, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 35966?
Yes.
Okay. For the card itself, are you guys using a Master, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. I know the numbers start in the with the number 4 for the visas, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Man, you're taking my money. I can't even set nothing up.
What was that?
I said you're taking my money. We ain't even set nothing up yet.
We're setting it up right now. And I've already set up the Google business profile for you. So once this happens, I'm going to send this over to my tech team. So when they do call you tomorrow at 11, I'm sorry, at 1 your time, they're going to be going over the key phrases and everything like that to submit out to Google for that Google business profile.
Okay. So it's 4294.
Mm-hmm.
You already have that right. 7532.
Yep.
7532.
Mm-hmm.
6426.
Okay.
2610.
Okay. Can I read this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4294, 7532, 6426, 2610.
Yes.
Okay. And then your expiration date there?
6/27.
Okay. And the security code on the back?
I think it's 199.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to just walk you through, like I said, the voice verification here. This is just an added form of protection for you guys there at Ramirez eAmigos. If you feel like you don't understand a question or it's worded different or weird, you can just say, Charlie, what do you mean by that? That way it can just clarify so you have a firm understanding here. The pricing structure is going to be in here, and then I'm also going to give you two numbers. I'm going to give you a customer service number for our tech team that's going to call you, and I'm also going to give you my direct line here, too, as well. Okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ramirez eAmigos, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jamie Ramirez, owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Jamie, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, Harper, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want to write it down?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's going to be 877-635-6225. That's the number that my tech team is going to call you on tomorrow at 1 p.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
My extension to get a hold of me directly if you ever need to is that same number, extension 203 on that, okay? And then my name is Charlie, so you could always have that for reference as well if you ever want to talk to me. My door is open. If I don't answer, please leave me a message. I will give you a call within an hour of you giving me a call, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Go ahead.
I hate listening to voicemails.
What was that?
I said I hate listening to voicemails.
I know. Sometimes I get tied up here, but it actually pops up with your number, and then it'll tell me that you try to call. So instantly, I just go over there, and I just call you guys back as soon as I'm either back to my desk or I'm off a call or helping out a client here. So it's just to let you know, I did get your message, and I am going to call you back within that hour, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect.
But here's the thing. I don't know how to close anything, but I think I already did, but it just, you know, it shows up there sometimes. But
okay.
I'm not active on there.
Yes. So what this is asking is it says disclose anything. So basically, like, if you want to run a promotion or something like that, just make sure, like, we're all on the same page here. So if you want to run it and you want to tell us about it and you want us to do it, awesome. We want to make sure that we're communicating on all cylinders so that way we can bring the results as best as possible that you guys need. If you don't communicate with us, then we don't know those things. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Perfect, perfect. We just want to make sure we're all on the same page with helping you get to those things, especially with the Facebook and the Google. But we take care of that. But if you want to run promotions or anything like that, we want to make sure that those get out. Also, too, we don't want you to be paying for something twice. So if anybody calls you and says, hey, we can help you with Google, you're like, I already have somebody for that. You don't need to do another company or something like that as well. So that's what that is for.
I've been getting really fed up with all these phone calls.
Okay.
And that's what I like. I don't even know how I ended up talking to y'all because I'm so rude.
Yeah, you came on the line with me and says, I sound so enthusiastic. You told me that. Hilarious.
I just get tired of all these calls, so I just hang up on everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I can do this for you. We can do what's called a tracking number that's on. It's a Google Business tracking number for you. It doesn't cost you anything extra. I can add it in here so we can actually monitor the calls that are coming to that number. It's going to display that number on the Google Business profile. The calls still go directly to you, but now we'll be able to track who's calling you. So if you get a call from, like, let's say, not a customer that's trying to spam you or something like that, we could always block that number for you if you would want us to do that.
How does that work?
It's just a Google Business phone number. It's set as, it's kind of like a storefront, so like you can purchase like a 1-800 number or an 805 number, 877. We put that in and we just connect that to your phone. So it goes directly to you. It doesn't go to a third party or anything like that.
Does that cost extra or is that in the plan?
No, that doesn't cost extra. I can put it in here for you. I just do that for some of my clients that have had a lot of phone calls like you've been having. So that way we can kind of dwindle those down and make sure that those calls are coming. It's going to be customers instead.
Yeah, like sometimes I even get false customers.
Oh, okay. I'll set that up for you. That's no problem here. And I'll let my tech team know about that too so we can connect that. And then, like I said, everything's trackable, so we'll be able to track those calls coming in of, like, where they're coming from, who's calling you, what type of customers they are, and everything like that. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. So the payment for initial term and account setup, which you have that discounted pre-agreement, will be charged today, which is July 16th, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When the second payment is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Jamie, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here.
Oh, do you know how Yelp works?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm not really sure how it works, but I tried it, and mm-hmm. I was out there for like 2 months. I had zero customers call me.
Okay.
And then the customers that did go through on there.
Okay.
Like, I think it was just
spam.
I think it was fake from Yelp.
Yeah. Were you getting charged per lead on it?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had, I just paid the $249, right? Okay. So
yes.
It was like I did that, plus I was getting charged
right.
all these extra fees
yep.
for people clicking on it
yep.
that, I don't know if they really clicked on it.
Right, exactly.
So I called and cussed the girl out, and
yeah. So for a third party company like Yelp, Home Advisor by Angi, Thumbtack, all these third party companies who utilize Google to bring traffic to their platform, they charge you those fees. We do not charge you those fees. You are set at a flat rate, $249 month to month. There are no other click fees. There's no other charge fees. There's no call. There's no percentage of commissions that you're getting taken away from of any sort. Okay? So we don't do that because we don't have to flip the leads for you because you're on that first page placements of Google. Yelp is selling on their platform where they get the leads from Google already, and then they sell them to you at a higher cost so they can make money. That's how that has to work for them to stay in business. So we're basically taking you off of the middleman and just placing you directly on the source of Google yourself. So that way customers can just click to call you directly when you don't have to pay those higher fees. Okay.
Okay.
So I got this text
message here.
Yes, I was going to say one thing first. Everything went green on my end, so I formally want to welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here, so if you ever need any help, if you want to add or change anything of any sort, I understand weather changes, please let us know so we can allocate that to you. The 877 number is the number that you're going to use for my tech team that you're going to stay in constant communication to get the best results. Now, we did send you some welcome text messages. There says one that says, Jamie, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice that we have on file. Please click here to subscribe to our terms and agreements. And then there's a link right there. Can you click that link?
I still wasn't listening to you.
Okay.
I was reading this stuff. The
okay.
The link, is that the one that's under I agree?
Yes, the agreement. So it should say terms and experience at the top of the page if you click the link. Is that correct?
Let's see, relevant ads.
No, it should say Jamie, thank you. The text message that you should have clicked on was, it should say Jamie, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Oh, yeah, that is what happened. I did click on that link already. That's what I was reading.
Okay. So if you click that link, the Jamie, we welcome you to Local, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's two checkboxes on the bottom of that terms and agreements. That's
yeah.
what I just read off to you. Uh-huh. You're going to click those two checkboxes there.
Oh, finally. I already did all that before you told me to do it.
Oh, okay. So you clicked it and then you typed your name and then you hit confirm?
That's the thing.
You're quick. Let me see. Let me see here really quick. Hold on.
I haven't pushed confirm. There it goes.
Okay.
Because my, okay, username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so this is going to be your account dashboard. So the username and password, here, I'll tell it to you right now because we did text it to you. Your username is going to be your phone number. So it's going to be the 256608-0763.
Okay.
Okay. And then the password, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready because I'm writing it on paper.
Okay, the password is going to be net internet, all lowercase, one word.
All right, let's see here. So, that's probably, is this case sensitive?
I'm not too sure.
It's hard to do something on a cell phone.
It is. The screens are so tiny.
Let's see. Like, I couldn't see this whole screen until I rotated it to a sideways. Oh, man. But I don't keep my phone on auto-rotate.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
Because it might sound weird because it gives me anxiety if my phone keeps flipping the screen when I'm not wanting to.
Yeah. No, I always lock my phone, too, because I'll be, like, laying down or something, and then it just starts flipping around. I'm like, I don't want this. Can we stop? I like the vertical.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, me too. Let's see, profile.
Perfect. Were you able to log in?
Yeah.
Okay. So it should read when you log in, we're working on your account. Please check back in a couple of 1 to 3 business days. Is that what I read?
Profile, business information, primary search phase, account manager, contact customer support. Zero result, 0 local leads, 4 listings.
Oh, okay. Google, they already got it up and running for you. Okay. So that's where you're going to be able to track everything from right now. Obviously, nothing's built out, so it says it shows 0. But once we have the Google Business Profile built out for you, and it's actually showing consistently, you're not finding it one day on Google and the next day you're not, you'll be able to track everything in that dashboard right there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have everything set up here. I'm going to send everything.
Is there an app you can control all this on?
I think they have one. I know they were building one earlier this year to make it easier for our clients. But I'll ask my tech team to see if they have finished that up. I know on one of our questions here, I always put yes for you, so that way they can walk you through that process if it's done, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If not, then you'll always have a link where you can open up that dashboard there, okay?
Okay. Okay. If I pause, it's because I'm doing reading or writing or something.
No worries. I understand. Let me see. So I have everything. I'm going to work on your account here. Everything's really set up for me to just send over to my tech team. I did send you an email with the Google Calendar for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Time. If you want to go in there and you want to hit yes and confirm that, that'll be perfect for us. It's going to have you, myself, and my tech team CC'd on there, so that way at 1 p.m. tomorrow, we will do the onboarding call to just verify everything is correct. And then we start to get working with programming the Google Business Profile and that Facebook campaign as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Any questions for me at this point?
Hold on a second.
No problem. Take your time.
I should have went to school to be a computer tech. Or some basic skills or something. I think. Okay. Here we go. So it says local splash support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. It says to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. Kindly help us with pictures of the details mentioned below, tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, work plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so that's typically for somebody that doesn't have a Google Business Profile registered yet. You guys already have one. I saw it yesterday.
But this is the problem. That's why I could never get listed on Google, because I kept doing this verify thing on Google,
mm-hmm.
and then it throwed me –
it didn't verify you?
I couldn't get verified.
Right. Okay.
And I tried it for months and months, and I'm like, I'm doing everything it said to do. Like, what am I doing wrong?
Right. And Google doesn't do a good job of letting you know what you're doing wrong. So that's why my tech team actually works with you hand in hand to make sure every step is filled out correctly. And then if they ever do say like, oh,
okay,
you're not there.
I think that local splash is telling me to give them the information to give to Google.
Yes. We're basically working on behalf of you now. So, like, we're a Google Premier Channel partner, so we will say, hey, Jamie Ramirez with Ramirez y Amigos, she's already tried to get verified. She's done all these steps. What does she need to get verified if she's already completed these steps? And now they're able to give us a straight answer where it's like, oh, my bad, verified.
Okay,
or, oh, we just need this for you as well. So that's why we would help you there.
See, I think one of the problems there is I used to have it listed at a different address.
Okay, that's fine. So
we have
the correct address now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the thing about it was Google was wanting me to show my work equipment at the old address to verify it was me. And I'm like, but I'm not at that address. I'm at this address.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Golly, what do I do? Pull a work trailer at the old address and then take a picture?
No. Yeah. Like I said, our tech team will let them know, like, hey, she's no longer at that old address. But for some reason, your Google Business Profile isn't even showing up right today. And I saw it yesterday. So there's something going on that we got to just make sure and verify everything is correct. And that's why my tech team is verified and trained through Google, so they're going to help you get that under control so that way that stops happening to you, okay?
I guess after I get off the phone with you, I'll go out and take a bunch of pictures.
Okay. I would just wait on that until – I mean, you can do it now if you want, but
I think I'll just go ahead and do it.
Okay. Go ahead and do it, and then, like I said, tomorrow, ask my tech team that question, because, like I said, they are certified and trained through Google to make sure that they're doing all the steps necessarily correctly for that, and then they're going to be able to say, like, okay, cool, you already did X, Y, and Z, we can pick up where you left off, or they'll tell you, awesome, we just need this, so that way we can follow up and make sure that that's correct. So they'll be able, on that onboarding call tomorrow, to really solidify what you're going to need for the next steps for the Google verification, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, you are all set here, Jamie. I have that in your inbox. You should have the Google Calendar. I'm going to get working and kind of tell them everything here in the notes of what has transpired with you in Google already to make sure that it's a smooth sale for the first month and getting you verified here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Please use this form. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I'm good.
Okay.
I was really just talking to myself. But I might have needed your help.
You're just talking to the computer again? Okay. Well, go ahead.
It was like, because I clicked, because,
sure.
You know, I have like 5 different email addresses for different reasons.
Okay.
So I clicked on my email, the one I gave you. I went to the link. I got on here. And then it's telling me one of my different emails. And I'm like, it says switch your account. And I'm like, I didn't even go on this account to begin with.
Yeah, I've had that too. Sometimes like what will happen is I've clicked like a lot of my emails are kind of connected into like my computer. So I'll have like my work email, I'll have my personal email. And what I did one time is I clicked for all emails together and I was receiving it in my inbox as is like my work emails was coming to my personal. And then I was like, what is going on? Like, that's not supposed to happen. But really, it wasn't. It was just everything was mushed into one. So when I click separate, it was like, oh, okay, it took it off. So I do the same thing sometimes. I click a button that I'm not supposed to, and it messes me up there as well. But it seems like you got it handled on that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, I got everything set up here for you, Jamie. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow at 1 p.m. with my tech team, and then we'll be able to rock and roll with you from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of your evening here, and then we'll speak tomorrow early afternoon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Have a good day. Bye-bye.